The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to you. It's Hump Day Wednesday, 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is March 29th, 2023. Are we feeling right sound-minded today? Good, because we have a lot of news to soak up and analyze. All brought to you by the good folks that support us at the Power Mall. And, of course, I know you're all still wondering about the infamous 7.490 and whether it's going to go away. And we're still trying to figure out exactly how many people use 7.490. It doesn't look like that many of you are. So it makes us wonder about having to pay for that every month. You get my drift? We appreciate all of you shopping at the Power Mall because it's what keeps us on the air. This is one of the reasons why we're giving away a Rick's satellite dish system on April 18th. Now, that means all you got to do is send me a Dear Dave, you know, but address it, you know, Rick's satellite giveaway would be the subject line of your letter or email to us. We have an address that you can actually send a handwritten letter to. That would be the Power Hour, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And we will take responses up to the 18th of April. And if we don't get your response, then we're going to assume you're not interested in a free dish system where you can pick us up. You can also email us a letter, subject line, satellite dish giveaway, at support@thepowerhour.com if you have access to you may even know somebody. And you can go to the library and send us an email to support@thepowerhour.com if all you have, as far as the means to listen, is 7.490 or know somebody that's all they have. Well, one of our Power Hour listeners, God bless him, went and purchased the dish system. And so that's what we're doing. So, yep. We need the donations to pay for the shortwave. We got a GiveSendGo account that's gotten $5 in it. Yeah. I don't know if you know about shortwave frequencies, those of you who don't understand shortwave. The 7.490 system, if we were to set up our own shortwave, would cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And then you got to get permission from the FCC to run it. And if the FCC wants to censor you and shut you off, well, you know, you see, there's a risk factor. Government interference. Yeah, when they want to censor, and see, that's what this is all coming to be, is censor. Censor, 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 censor. They want to shut you up, and if they have, you know, this is what they what they want to do, they'll do it. They shut up people at Waco. We'll get to that, too. They shut people up at Ruby Ridge. They shut people up, you know. Then don't say they weren't involved in Oklahoma City and in the Twin Towers, because I think we all know better. Even an FBI agent was supposedly one of those who perished in the Twin Towers event. You wonder what he knew. You see, there's your no, no. This is not my conspiracy theory. This is my conscious, rational reasoning kicking in. So anyway, for those of you who have questions about any of what we're talking about here, you can text us at 877-817-9829. That is the Powermall number. Or you can call us if you have a product question. You can use the live chat available when you dial up thepowermall.com on the internet, or you can send us an email to support@thepowermall.com. And, of course, we are open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time. If you get our answering machine, it means we're on the line with another customer. And what you need to do in order for us to help you process your order is to leave a voice message with your phone number very clearly and who you are, and we will call you back. And, of course, Heaven's Harvest has a new organic pack available at the Power Mall by dropship. Now, we also have a spring sale going on, 15% off all those allergy relief products you normally take, like quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oreganol juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, and Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and OptiVita digestive enzymes. So this is one of the reasons why we do this. Well, you know, it's like the saline rinse. Those are helpful. Some of you do it. Some of you like don't like shoving water up your nose. But it's what a lot of people use if they think they've been exposed to something, because that's usually where the bacteria and whatnot fester, is up in the nasal cavity. And the nasal cavity, of course, is connected to your buccal cavity and your lungs. Do we have to have an anatomy lesson? Buccal cavity, what's he talking about? She talking about your arse again? No, 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 no. The buccal cavity is the medical term for your mouth. Buccal, B-U-C-C-A-L is how it's spelled. I know you're all getting a chuckle out of that this morning, right? Bromelain, by the way, is an enzyme in pineapples. And I know that a lot of you have been calling wanting to order Virex. That's something new we have here. It says all natural on the bottle. You can read the label online and take it for what it's worth. Understand that all of what we sell is generated by a manufacturer that generally has some sort of a plant or laboratory where this stuff is made. Okay, understand that. I'm going to tell you right now that Virex is made in New Jersey, in a lab, in a manufacturing facility in New Jersey. And up until the point that we carried it exclusively, yeah, it's all been by word of mouth. They've been selling this stuff like hotcakes by word of mouth because people have been using it and it's working. Especially those for whom the product was designed for. People who took the jab. People who think that they've been hanging around. People who have had the jab and think that they've been shed upon. Well, as far as shedding goes, that is not a conspiracy theory, folks. Because if you hang around somebody who's coughing and sneezing and you're within breathing distance of them, and if you've never gone to YouTube and seen what a sneeze looks like and how far droplets, I mean, we're talking 27 feet here. I don't see any, you have to distance yourself 27 feet from the person in front of you. I don't see any, they didn't do that. No, they made a 6-foot rule. You see how stupid this is? Simon says, stand 6 feet apart. Simon says, blow your nose. Raise your right hand. You're out. You see, the government is manufacturing fluff. It's psyops with the intent of scaring the hell out of everybody. It's what they're doing. And, you know, we've got another problem. You know, there is the normal afflictions. We have a March special, by the way, for those of you suffering with allergies. We have the Blessed Water Kit you can save 10% on. And you can become a Power Mall affiliate. We're giving you an opportunity to make money if you just list our affiliate link If you go to thepowermall.com and click on the affiliate info link, we'll set you up with a link so that you can make some money off of all those people you share your website with, or you send your affiliate link in an email to your friends and say, here, please buy from the Power Mall. Better yet, it would be better if you not only sent them the link to the Power Mall so you could make money, but tell them to listen to us, listen to the show by any means possible, especially if they have internet. They can just dial us right up at thepowerhour.com. We want to especially pray for a young boy who was in the hospital with a copperhead snake bite in the hand. Apparently he got too close to the nest and got bit. His hand has swelled up enormously, even though he's being treated. So we want to lift the situation up and thank you, Father, for deliverance of this. Make the swelling go down, alleviate the poison, give the doctors a skill to treat this thing and make it go away and return the boy to normal. Just like the blind man who Jesus Christ made see for the workings of miracles. We just thank you for his deliverance in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen? Also want to pray for Susan in San Antonio, is recovering from back surgery as well. Include her on our prayer list this morning. In the name of your son, Yeshua, praying for her healing as well. Amen to that. So understand that the power of prayer is huge, especially in this day and age, because we all have a sound mind. When two or more people agree, that'll be added unto them. That's what the good book says, if you believe it. For those of you who are having issues with shortwave fading in and out, you understand one of the reasons why we're debating on whether to keep it or not. You can listen to the Power Hour by phone by calling 631-359-8232. And for those of you who are saying, well, I sometimes migrate way up into the hinterland where I don't get any kind of signal. You see, that's where the satellite system comes in handy from ricksatelliteusa.com. So that's why I want to give one of those away. So we encourage you to send in your letters as to why you think you deserve a free satellite system, and we're going to give it away as part of our post-IRS give them the finger, because it will be after tax day, right? And we will give away one of these satellite dish systems so you can continue to point it right at Global Star and catch the show. We're even contemplating doing it on a regular basis, but here's your chance. We're contemplating. I didn't say we were. I said we're contemplating doing this on a regular basis. I think we used to do that, as a matter of fact. So understand, I'm talking off the, what do they call that in the government now? Top of mind. Golly. Man, I'm telling you. Some of our partners... Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, The Grow Network, James McCanny Water Filters, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. If you go to thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, you will definitely see all these partners, and basically they will give us a spiff. That's the sales term for somewhat of a commission. They will give us a percentage of the sale. So you see, you benefit, we benefit when you go through thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab. You can also sign up for the Power Mall newsletter and get these product updates and promotions like I do every day. That's what keeps me alert as to what's going on at headquarters. And if you're a small business, we want to help you grow your business. DK Consultants of Florida, as a matter of fact, when you purchase a SIPS home package, will give a big spiff to the Power Hour. So understand that, you know, every little thing we do, even if it's just a cabin you want built in the woods, that you can live off grid. I mean, my electric bills here, because I am on the grid, are under $100 a month. And that's with the AC going and everything. These things are like living in a walk-in cooler. So especially, you know, it doesn't matter whether you live in a hot climate or a cold climate. These things are very airtight and very energy efficient. These are better than green. These are better than OSB panels because they have a 2-hour fire rating rather than just a whatever OSB panels. I mean, it's just set fire to a piece of treated Press particle board. See how long that stays. Yeah, they're combustible. So, you know, OSB is basically made out of that stuff. And they all swear by it. They even have the Structural Insulated Panel Association, SIPA, which charges tens of thousands of dollars to be a member. And they're building these homes, not out of steel SIP, but out of, you know, again, it's a three little pigs scenario. You want to build your house out of sticks, out of straw. And see, straw, that's energy efficient too. You get an R58 rating, but see, you get that with steel SIP panels as well. And you don't have to plaster them if you don't want to. You put any kind of siding on the exterior, stucco, or, I mean, it's kind of expensive to put the hardy plank, but you can do that too. Regular wood siding, doesn't matter. The thing is, it's got a 2-hour fire rating. And they're energy efficient. So, you know, DK Consultants is one of our sponsors. And, you know, we also, for every one of these units that we sell, no matter what the price, give back big time to the Power Hour. So now that we've been through our morning oration, and thank you all for those of you who are donating consistently, Stephen Williford, you remember him. He's the one that took out the shooter at the Sutherland Springs Church violence mass shooting in Texas. He's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, as will Derek Bros, the ConsciousResistance.com Derek Bros. He's an activist, an investigative journalist, and public speaker, founder of the Conscious Resistance Network. Now, there's something you probably want to hear. Moving into world news, while we have a minute here, WHO? Yeah, every time I say WHO like that, it means World Health Organization. WHO thinks they're all this, that, and the other, and that they're your God. Yeah, that's what they think. They have this God complex going on up there. Their strategic advisory group of experts on immunization updated their guidance for coronavirus vaccines and boosters this week, revising its recommendation for boosters for certain groups. Oh, that's right. Get the booster of your choice, but get boosted. Yeah, we want to scare the hell out of you people, so you run out and get jabbed with mRNA. They already know the stuff is going to cause, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to cause all sorts of adverse event reactions. And I know, you know, people say, oh, no, they told me that it stays right there at the injection site. No, it doesn't. We all know it doesn't. We have doctors on the show that say it doesn't. Now, if you are of childbearing age and you don't want to have kids, yeah, you go get that jab and see what happens. That stuff goes right to your sex organs in both male and female. Whatever you want to call yourself. I call Nancy Pelosi it for a reason. Because I can't tell whether she's a Michael Jackson makeup, you know, bad makeup day wannabe or what. I can't tell. It's hard to tell, you know, what's plastered on that face. What's behind that face? Could be Michael Jackson reincarnated. We don't know. Could be a he-she. We don't know. One thing we do know, and we'll get to that, is about the new details are coming out about the Covenant school shooting suspect in Nashville, Tennessee. We did include the video. It was rather graphic of them shooting her to death. Female identifying as a male. And, of course, she got on Instagram and texted her friends and said, I'm going to die today. So, but they didn't know what she was going to do. But they did find a manifesto in her car. And she was being treated by doctors for mental illness, for emotional problems. There you go. She had 7 guns in her house and her parents didn't know. Wow. Her parents didn't know. You got to wonder about that. I had no idea. But my daughter was being treated because she's got a problem. She has a little mental issue going on. Some of you yesterday commented the fact that, you know, you mentioned DSM-4. Yeah, they got DSM-5 out now. But, you know, they categorize any of these issues for gender dysphoria. I think it's more like gender euphoria. I think they get all absorbed in the moment about, gee, I wonder what it would like to be a member of the opposite sex. Wonder what it'd be like if we could just like snap our fingers and we could be the opposite sex. We could be the opposite of what God intended for us and how we were created. What if we could just snap our what if? Yeah, well, maybe if we take enough boosters, we can convert ourselves into... No, that won't work. They're all now starting to become violent, according to the latest studies. It's causing not only the rate of suicides to go up. You see, there you go. When the rate of suicide goes up, and see, all those people that were slain, I just got word they raised $350,000 so far for the victims' families of the six people that died in the Nashville shooting. And, of course, now we have everybody, all the news reporters are now turning into newsmakers. Why weren't you surprised? I know. You got Fox's Martha McCallum. It's like, Martha, what are you, trying to compete with Nicole Wallace on CNN? I mean, really? You're sitting there going, well, you need to do something about these mass shootings. And then you got Geraldo out there. We need to ban the assault rifles. We need to ban the Second Amendment. Shame the Second Amendment. No. You see, parents have a responsibility, and you got to understand something. Here's Audrey Hale, who lived at home, and she's 28 years old. The average, normal 28-year-old person who was educated by their parents is living out on their own, being self-sufficient, not living with mommy and daddy. But we're seeing more of that these days because of the way the government is promoting societal behavior. They've got inflation so crazy and rent so high that the average 28-year-old person is having a tough time even affording a place to live. And so what do? Move back in with mom and dad. Yeah, it's driving families to have to come back together again, those who attempted to flee the nest, as it were. And here we have the World Health Organization telling us all that we need to get boosted again. What are you people, nuts? Yeah, must be. That's why we need to get somebody in their right mind, because obviously Hair Sniffer is not. Get somebody in their right mind to get us out of the World Health Organization, get us out of the UN, move the UN to The Hague. I mean, get them out of the country. They're bad for business here, folks. Get them out of the country, let them go over there, and let them screw up Europe. Well, wait a minute, Europe's already screwed up. Well, the Great Reset just suffered a setback in the UK. The United Kingdom's Royal Mint has dropped Rishi Sunak's cashless society NFT scheme. Yeah. Sunak laid out plans for the introduction of an NFT for Britain to be produced by the Royal Mint, which could be bought and sold online. See, he wants to go digital currency with a Royal Minted coin. And they just gave him the finger. And see, here's the thing. Paris right now, Paris, France. We have listeners over there. Comment allez-vous? We have listeners over there that are seeing what we saw back in 2020 after George Floyd was allegedly murdered. Fiery Paris protests continue as the nation revolts against Macron's globalist government. You see, this is what's going on in Paris right now. The French apparently are awake and they understand. And so now, you know, Macron has enraged the nation by steamrolling through reforms to the pension system without a vote through the use of a constitutional loophole earlier this month. And now he's seeing what we call pushback. Yeah. Yeah. Paris on fire. That's what they're doing. Burning stuff down, just like they did in Minneapolis and a blue state city near you. And by the way, now that we're finding out about those 39 migrants that died during the fire at the detention center in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, well, we're now being told that detained migrants started that fire during a protest after the group learned they were going to be deported. Wow. North Korea, by the way, in the meantime, what you don't know, they have now debuted an underwater nuclear attack drone among its arsenal of apparent tactical warheads, Hwasan 31, according to Kim Jong-un. Their state media is saying the country's first apparent tactical nuclear warhead was produced in response to Kim's call for the country to become flawlessly prepared to use nukes anytime, anywhere. Wow. Underwater nuclear attack drone. Huh, they tested it over the weekend. Just thought you ought to know. Now back on the Covenant school shooting suspect, 28-year-old Audrey Hale. If you saw the Nashville police body cam surveillance footage of the suspect and that the camera footage of her shooting in the doors and entering the facility, six people, including 3 9-year-old kids, were confirmed dead. And of course, like I said, the families have raised $350,000 in donations so far. According to the Metro Nashville Police Department, the shooter was born a woman. However, they're also saying they could not confirm if she identified as a man or not. Apparently, we're hearing stories that she did. Yeah, I know. Remember that song? You got your mother in a whirl because she's not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Yeah, that sort of thing going on. Again, we get back to what we've allowed our government to do to ruin our kids' mindset. This is why all of you homeschool moms out there, praise God that you are doing the right thing and you're teaching kids. God created you and you are made that way because that's the way God intended for you to be. End of story. The only way that you get perverted is if you let your kid play on TikTok and be exposed to all these other kids that have these alleged mental problems. They can't help. They don't understand. Nobody sat down with them and explained to them, look, you see, you were born with certain body parts. That means that's what God intended you to be. Now, if you were a hermaphrodite, which means you have both sets of body parts, then I guess that is a medical anomaly that you're going to have to make a decision based on a lot of DNA testing to determine exactly where you are in gender. And it has happened. We've had a few, what they call medical flukes. We've had a few. Not enough to change the entire structure of society into a batch of. And this is what they're doing. They want people to challenge their own sexuality because that's how we divide and conquer the family. They had to come from somewhere, right? With all you people out there screaming abortion, hey, you know what? You know, you're getting your way. All the people screaming abortion, aren't you glad? Reflect back. Aren't you glad your mommy didn't abort you? Yeah, you're still here to bitch about it. We'll be back with more news, maybe a few phone calls or two, after these words here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the- the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we're back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Wednesday, March 29th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks for joining us this segment. Fox News has just put out a release here that came out at about 4 o'clock this morning. Media mockery of prayer. Subtle smears against Christianity marks coverage of Nashville massacre. Yeah, pastors and conservative leaders weighing in on reaction by journalists and entertainers who have mocked prayer and brought attention to Tennessee's drag show ban amid the Christian elementary school massacre. Well, see, if you didn't ban drag shows, maybe she wouldn't have shot up the place. No. See, that argument doesn't work. Sorry. It doesn't work. The parents are saying the child was being treated for an emotional disorder, and they said it's probably not a great idea, honey, for you to have a gun. And so they believe that the gun that she did have, that they knew about, one of them, they believe she sold it sometime before the massacre. But apparently she had all these hidden away, and the intention was ever growing inside of her. God, this sounds an awful lot like just damn near every single school shooter out there. And with the trans movement protesting about their rights, we have a right to go out and take puberty blockers. We have a right to lop off our privates and our whatever. You know, they have the right to do all that. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You have free will. God gave it to you. And apparently the country now advocates you can alter your genitalia and everything else. You can do whatever you want. And we'll help you. We'll use tax dollars to help screw you up so you get depressed, realizing you made a mistake, and maybe you'll sue your healthcare provider that did the dirty, oh, maybe you'll just kill yourself. See, that's what they're hoping for, because every single one of these, like Audrey Hale, became a statistic yesterday or day before when she shot up the school and the cops got her right there in body cam. What really blows me away is after pumping several rounds in her, the cops are screaming at her to drop the gun. She's laying on the ground unconscious, for crying out loud. And they're get, let go of the gun, let go of the gun. I'm like, come on, really, folks? You disabled her, for crying out loud. Go over there and kick the gun out of her hand. Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff here. I will give Nashville cops credit, because she was armed. She did point the weapon. She knew she was going to die. It was death by cop. She killed six people. We understand that. She had an emotional problem. But, you know, if you're Liz Cheney and anybody else that's been complaining all about what we should do, well, it's another excuse to take away everybody's guns and we wouldn't have this problem. Yeah. The parents didn't know she had all those guns. Criminals can get guns. You think that's going to change anything? I think what the problem is that Geraldo Rivera and all the people in Hollywood, Hollywoke, all the people there and all the people that have been complaining about the fact that guns kill people. No, they're wrong. All them haven't been victimized personally. You see, but the thing is when you start screwing with the economy like the government is doing right now and forcing all those who are financially afflicted to take matters into their own hands to find food and a place to sleep, you watch what happens. It's called civil unrest. Yeah. See, one thing leads to another. Tom in Ohio, good morning, sir. How are you?
I have a 2002 March 18 issue of the U.S. News and World Report, and it's got four pictures of the plane hitting the Pentagon.
Really?
And I've never seen anything anymore. Yeah, from a surveillance camera, and I'd like to send you those pictures so you can pick them apart.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen when you look at the Daily Motion, they released the Pentagon 911 Pentagon strike, dailymotion.com. They've released that, and we posted that video on our email blast so that people could look at it. And it shows what looks like an aircraft approaching the Pentagon. But that's all you see. You don't see the actual explosion. And see, here's the thing. The Pentagon video clearly explained, this is a Daily Motion one I'm talking about, Tom, clearly explained that when you crash planes, it doesn't matter when you crash planes, whether it's a little private two-seater or whether it's commercial airliner, planes leave wreckage. There wasn't any at the Pentagon. There was a hole. And people could smell cordite, which is an explosive smell that comes from when a missile is launched. And the thing, I mean, the Daily Motion definitely explained a lot about what the FBI was doing, confiscating videos. So, yeah, go play, if you would, send them to support at thepowerhour.com. I would love to see them. And
okay.
we appreciate that. Mike in Indiana, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I listen to you, but
I've been so busy working. But we had a situation in our city, Hammond, Indiana, where they double bus standard. They transport the high school students and then the elementary. They found a gun on the bus. And luckily, the bus has videotapes. They're going to be able to find out the person that the minor. Now, this is what the superintendent was on our radio station this morning was talking. They know who the minor is, but what everybody's question is, okay, they're going to find out, okay, in Indiana, I guess 18, you can have a gun, but, you know, I have no objection to gun control or people having guns, but if you own a gun, you should have it locked up, put away, know where it's at every minute. So I told them, I says, here's the deal, okay? A child should be in trouble, fine, no problem. But whoever the owner of that gun is, if our Lake County, Indiana prosecutor does not do his job and prosecute the owner of the gun for not having control of his gun in his possession and know where it's at all the time, they should charge that owner of the gun. What do you think about that?
Well, no, there are laws on the books, Mike, that actually do hold the parent accountable for not keeping the gun locked up. That's part of the gun control advocacy out there, is that parents should be responsible and keep these things locked up. Now, does that necessarily mean that the minor child did not acquire that weapon by some other means? We don't know. They've got to obviously trace the history of the weapon, and if the serial numbers aren't filed off, then they can obviously trace who bought it, and they can figure that out. The prosecutor should do something about it. First off, I mean, the parents should not. If you've got a kid that brought that on the bus, obviously there's a reason why they brought it on the bus. So we got to,
right.
That's the very first thing I would want to know, is why did the kid bring it on the bus? Does that kid have an emotional problem? Is the kid being bullied? What's the school system doing about it? Because usually most of these mass shootings are about revenge, because this is what it's all about. It's revenge. That's what they're thinking. Audrey Hale did in Nashville was a revenge killing. Why she waited until she was 28 to do it is beyond me. But the thing is, it doesn't make any sense why a trans person would go shoot up a Christian school, other than the irony about being able to attack Christianity. So
yeah, it's a shame that three young children and those adults lost their life because of that. You know, I mean, and that person that had them guns bought all these guns, and you think they said it had some kind of medical condition. You think there would have been a little trigger switch when you first bought a couple guns. Like, why is this person buying so many guns?
Where did she get them from? See, that's what we want to know. Maybe she got them on the black market. See, criminals can buy guns on the black market every day of the week. And then nobody's saying, we need more gun control because that's not going to help. No, the more people that actually, for every story, Mike, that we've got out there of somebody that's going and shooting up a school, and I have reiterated this story multiple times about when I was at KLBJ and the Jonesboro thing happened. That was one of the first school shootings ever on record that was well publicized. And I said, look, the media cannot glamorize this stuff. If you glamorize these school shootings, other kids who want attention that have a mental condition are going to go, oh, look, all I got to do is go shoot up a school and I can be on the front page of the newspaper and be famous. And this is the media is partially responsible for this mess, because they are not promoting gun responsibility. It's, you know, here's the thing about weapons and about owning a weapon. You've got to be responsible. The reason you point a weapon at somebody is in defense of your own life. End of story.
Right.
See, I just
wanted to bring that up and then say good morning to you and everybody out there on your airways. You know, I listen to you, but sometimes when you come on, I'm either unloading or loading in the morning. And, you know, like right now, I left Northwest Indiana. I'm going to Columbus, Ohio, out there today, enjoying my day out there, unload, you know.
Sure.
But
well, good.
When I'm in my semi, I listen to you, and then there's a couple times I've been listening to your show. Now, I got one question I want to ask you. Okay, sometimes I'm busy between 7 and 9 unloading. How can I listen to this show later on?
Well, we have archives on thepowerhour.com, and if you just go there, those things are generally posted within an hour or so of the show being aired.
Okay.
And so you can go to thepowerhour.com and go right to the archive section, scroll down a little bit, and they're right there.
I'm glad I thought about that. You know, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the banks, okay?
Yep.
And one of your callers called in, and a lady saying about, you know, the bank wanted to scan her driver's license.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
You know, now, I like my small bank because my wife, she calls in, you know, you've heard my wife on here before, probably.
Debbie, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, anyhow, She's blind. Well, I went and got a debit card, another account, checking account, because these prepaid Visa cards and all this stuff charge you fees for every time you use them.
Yep.
Well, I got another debit card, but I like my small bank because once in a while when they get a new teller, she'll ask for my driver's license, but they don't scan it. But, you know, like that guy said, one time he forgot his driver's license, and the bank knows him, didn't ask any questions. But you go to a big bank, it's like they always want all this stuff from you. But yeah. I agree with that person that called that day. I like the small banks because they know you.
That's part of the game plan, Mike. Know thy customer.
Yeah, and like I'm getting to know you and your guys at your station now. And you know, I like to say you, your staff, and all the people that listen to the station. You guys have a nice day. I'm gonna keep on listening and going down the highway. Okie doke.
Well, yep, you keep on trucking and stay safe. We appreciate you. Thanks for calling up this morning. Wow. Okay. Now we move on to something else I spoke of earlier, and that is the issue that Trump's having right now. He has multiple issues going on. He's got four lawsuits and investigations that have potential criminal liabilities tied to them, and he's running for president again. So let's see. Where are we at here? We got alleged payments to Stormy Daniels. That's one. His phone call related to the election in Georgia. Handling classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. Alleged interference with the transfer of power after the last presidential election, which is why now the Justice Department is ordering Mike Pence through the D.C. judge to testify before the January 6th grand jury. Now, of course, Pence must share details about any of Trump's illegal actions on or before his supporters stormed the Capitol. But Pence can say, I plead the fifth on my own. You see, they're looking for reasons to take down the entire hierarchy so that the Republican Party is in such disarray. They want to get Trump any way they can. They hate him so bad. I've never seen people hate somebody so bad they want to put him in prison, especially a former president. Four different attacks they have launched. So Trump goes to Waco. And of course, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick showed up at the 2024 presidential campaign kickoff rally at Waco Regional Airport. And of course, thousands showed up. Patrick got on stage and dispelled speculation about the motivation behind Trump's decision to launch his third presidential campaign at this time and place. And using one of Trump's stock phrases, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick dismissed as fake news any connection with the Waco tragedy. My question is, Lieutenant Dan, yeah, recognize that voice? Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah, Lieutenant Dan, you know, we should have brought that up. Because they had every opportunity to arrest David Koresh while he was out jogging, going to the grocery store, any number of things. They could have arrested him, any Vernon Howell, they could have arrested him anytime they wanted to. No, they couldn't do that. We need a shift show. We need to go burn down a building and kill a bunch of women and children and send a message to the rest of America to snap out of it. You stay in line or this is what's going to happen. Trump would have gotten more mileage had he pointed that out. Because our rights are being taken away. And as I've said before on this show, how many Wacos and Ruby Ridges is it going to take for people to wake up and understand that the government is not your friend? The government is all about the government. And the more it's all about the government, the less you matter. I'm sorry to have to say that. I'm not anti-government. We've had people on the show that don't think there should ever be a government. Well, if there's no government and there's no social controls, we are going to have anarchy. And a lot of people think maybe that's a good thing, that people can just go around and blow stuff up anytime they want and there be no consequence. I'm sorry. You can't have a decent society if people do not respect the tenets that our founding fathers created when they put together the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, when you don't have those kind of societal controls, oh, we can sit there and ponder all these things. We had a guest on the show last week that talked about that, that put out a book talking about all of the different things that our government in its evil scenarios has concocted. CFR, Trilateral Commission, all these things that the Bilderbergs and the Council, the Club of Rome, the Council of Three, the Committee of 300, the Council of this, the World Economic Forum, and all this other. That does not constitute a revolution and total anarchy, because when you have that kind of, there are not enough bullets in anybody's weapon to answer to what could happen in this country. And Geraldo's sitting there saying, oh, we have more guns than we do people. Yeah, there's a reason for that. You remember what the old saying is about when people fear their government, you have what? Yeah, tyranny. And so the whole idea behind what our government is doing right now is the more they can scare the hell out of people, and it could be the jab. Oh, my God, there's another virus coming at you. Oh, it's another variant. Oh, dear God, it's a variant. What are we going to do? Quick, run, hide. Run, Forrest, run. You know, off come the crutches. No more leg braces, Forrest Gump. Not for you. Nope. You got shot in the buttocks. You see how crazy this is? And people are buying it. That's the sad part of it. Now, America First Legal is launching an investigation into the Manhattan DA's office abusive and partisan pursuit of former President Trump. And now they're going to hit him with all sorts of New York Freedom of Information Law requests. They want to see all the communications records from the DA's office. They want to see if this whole thing is an unprecedented effort to target a political opponent. Yeah, they want to get him. I'm going to get him. Yeah, this is what they want to do. And Trump says he thinks they've already dropped the case and they have absolutely nothing. He said at the Waco rally, it's a fake case. Well, not over yet. The grand jury has not been formally disbanded. Cliff Kincaid, by the way, if you read News with Views, has posted a commentary, guerrilla warfare in the United States. And he's not talking about what we're doing. He's talking about what the certain sections or sectors of the economy are doing. He says you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to consider there might be something sinister happening behind the scenes. We're talking about train derailments, food plants burning down. I mean, the chocolate factory. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Do we really need chocolate? Hershey's woke. I mean, come on. You know, how many woke people there is at Kraft Foods? I mean, they're all woke. So we've got articles about what Trump says. We've got articles about what the gun control nuts are saying. And the thing is that when you've got people like Martha McCallum and Geraldo Rivera and Liz Cheney and, well, we all, you know, maybe you should be looking into mass shootings rather than banning books. Maybe you should be. Liz, shut up. Stuff a sock in it, Liz. You're a professor now. You're lucky you even have that job. You got shamed out of office, you bimbo. And look how much money you made. And you want to run for president? I don't think so. You'll be laughed out of D.C., Liz. You're an imbecile. You picked your side when you got on the J6 committee. It wasn't even a legit committee, and everybody knows it. You got 80-plus million people out there that are pissed off because they think the election was stolen. Maybe they got a reason to worry that it might happen again. See, if we don't start rising up, now, do we have to do the tit for tat? Do we have to watch what's going on at the ballot boxes? Do we have to watch the drop boxes? Do we have to, what do we need to do? A lot of states got rid of ERIC, the electronic recording. Yeah, they got rid of that. But then Fox News McCallum gets on there and says, we have a serious problem in this country with mass shootings. We're going to be talking to Stephen Willeford after the top of the hour break here about those very issues. Like your right to own a gun. Yeah. What the sheriff's departments are doing. We'll talk about more of that in detail and take your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.